You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is kind of funny. We seem to bust out this segment every, what would you say, a couple of years?
It's definitely been a couple of years, I think, yeah.
And the name of the segment is, and this is aimed at adult children. So we're not talking about 12, 14, 18-year-olds. We're talking about adult children. And it is, what are your parents still paying for? Mm-hmm. The text messages are already coming in. Let me read a couple of them for you. Gabrielle says she just turned 23 yesterday. She should have called us. I would have done the two-word birthday song for her.
Yeah.
She goes, my parents still pay for my health insurance and my car insurance.
Oh, that's huge. That's a lot of money.
Eric is 28 years old. He says they still pay for car insurance. Not sure if they've ever thought about charging me, but I'm not bringing it up. Yeah. What else do we have?
Well, I got one from Benjamin. Benjamin says, I'm 30 and single. My parents still show up at my house from time to time with a car full of toilet paper and paper towels and various cleaning supplies from Costco. He continues by saying, they say they're just helping me out. I think they think I'm dirty, and that's why I'm single.
Right.
These are good. I have a buddy who is actually my age, and his dad went the other day and took his pick-em-up truck while this guy was at work. I guess he had a key to it or something, and went and put tires on his truck for him.
What?
And that's like a $1,200.
Yeah.
And his dad was like, I just wanted to help you out this month. I know your truck needs tires. So he just did him a solid and put tires on his vehicle. I was like, holy crap. That's really nice.
Man,
jeez.
Can I adopt his parents?
Know. So I understand this can be, you know, slightly embarrassing if you're 20, 30, 40 years old and you're going to call us to tell us what your parents are still paying for. But I highly suggest that you do call us and just change your name. I mean, you can just change it to something else and tell us what your parents
well,
are still paying
for.
Well,
a listener named Nicole did not ask to change her name. She goes, I'm 37. My stepdad pays for my cell phone. I got divorced last year. I had to get my own plan. Rather than spending $150 a month, my stepdad offered to add me to his own plan, which only cost him $10 a month. I'm on for 3 years, so I'll be with him until I'm 39.
Fair enough.
There's
a lot of cell phone ones coming in, and I get it, because sometimes if you go on those like family plans or whatever, it is really affordable to do
yeah.
it that way.
You know,
I'm
you can
not
Venmo someone 10 bucks
sure.
a month.
I'm not 100% sure, but I think my sister is still on my parents' plan, and she's been married and has a kid and a kid on the way. And I think she's still, I need to confirm that this weekend. Are mom and dad still paying for your cell phone?
God, that's great.
Yeah.
I think the line of the day, so far anyway, needs to go to Nicole, who's listening. And all she wrote in and said was, they should be paying for my therapy.
Boom. Boom.
Mic drop from Nicole.
Angela wrote in, says, I have the same dentist as my parents, and there has been a couple of times I've called in to pay a bill, and it was already paid by my mom. That's nice.
Well, that's very nice.
Mom's helping with your cavities. Good job.
Michael says, we still pay for our daughter's medical phone. She currently lives with us, gets all the food. She's 23 and a professional with 3 degrees. He says, who is the smart one here?
This one from Lori is pretty sweet. She says, boys, my dad will Venmo me $200 every now and then. Just as I hope you're doing good. Hope this helps with something you need. I'm 31 with a full-time job. He did it again last week. It's pretty darn sweet.
That's
really
from
Lori.
Nice.
That's cute.
That's just nice.
That's just cute.
You know?
Yeah.
Aaron is 31, says, I've lived on my in-laws' property rent and utility free for 4 years now.
Ooh, that's huge.
Finally getting a house. Are you sure, Aaron?
Don't do that.
Sure? Why would you move out?
Keep saving your money.
Let's grab a quick phone call, too. We'll talk to Matthew. Matthew, first of all, how old are you? Really? It's good to know.
I'm 35, Dom.
Why don't we just do
and
that?
It looks like my parents are still paying for my Netflix, Tom.
They have been
Matthew,
for about 4 years.
How long do you expect them to be doing that?
Well, they've been doing it for about 4 years. I'm just going to keep milk coming off of them as long as I can. I love your show. I've listened for a long time. I've never called in.
Thank you, Matthew. Have a great day.
Love you guys.
Callista from Denver. My husband and I are both 32. We have a one-year-old. My parents pay for both of our phone plans. The phone plans are the big one, aren't they?
Here's Casey. This is huge. I'm 27, and my parents pay for half my rent, about $1,500 a month. Whatever, Casey.
Good God.
And then here's Kai. This is probably why I was talking in the Mickey voice. My mom gave me $1,000 last summer to help with our family vacay to Disney. That's cool. Parents chipping in for the vacation.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Oh, boy.